Amen. Isn't that right? Doorkeeper. And the dwelling in the tents of wickedness, my God, because the wicked are going to be destroyed. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Amen. Bible says, the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Hallelujah. God is so faithful tonight. Thank God for the service this morning. God really spoke to us. And see, God, we're in a new year. God wants us to be encouraged. Because we got to realize we have an enemy, the devil. He want to mess up your day every day. He want to, but we're not going to let him. How can we keep him from messing up our day? By walking with the Lord. Amen. If we walk with the Lord each day, the word says, but if you continue in my word, then you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Make you free. Amen. So, and he that the Son set free is what? Free indeed. And so we're blessed people to be free in the midst of all the chaos and all of the mess that's going on. Amen. We're blessed. So let's be encouraged tonight. Let's be encouraged to go forward in the Lord, to obey God, to continue in His word, to do His will. Amen. Let's be encouraged to please God. I want to please Him. I want to please the Lord. I know you all do too. Amen. So let's follow after the Lord. Now tonight we're going to talk about prayer tonight. Prayer. So let's look at, hallelujah, James. Look at James. I'm going to have it open here. In the book of James. Thank you, Lord. James 5, chapter 5. I better get the verse there. James chapter 5. Verse 16 is what we want. James 5, 16. Hallelujah. James 5:16. Let's see what it says here. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. Now, prayer. Prayer. Amen. Boy, I tell you, give the Lord a hand clap of praise while I find this. Oh, God, He's so faithful, isn't He? He's so good. Amen. I had it. A marker here, but I pulled it out. Glory be to God. Where is this at? I got it here somewhere, I know. Amen. Give God some more praise. Come on, praise Him. He's worthy, isn't He? He's worthy. It's a shame. All right, so what I'll do, I'm going to read the food for thought, which I read last week. I'm going to read this again. Food for thought. Did you know Psalms 118 is the middle chapter of the entire Bible? Psalm 117, just before Psalm 118, is the shortest chapter in the Bible. Psalm 119... just after 118 is the longest chapter in the Bible. The Bible has 594 chapters before Psalms 118 and 594 chapters after Psalms 118. If you add all the chapters except 118, you get a total of 1,188 chapters. 1188 chapter of Psalm 118, verse 8 is the middle verse of the entire Bible. Should that central verse not have an important message? It certainly should, shouldn't it? And this is what it said. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. Amen?
Amen.
It really is. See, the word of God said, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm. Amen. Why? Why can't we depend upon man? Man without God is lost. Hallelujah. But we have a Savior tonight. We have one that loves us. Jesus came down from heaven. What did he come for? To seek and to save the lost. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So let's look at, read that verse for me. James 5:16. What does it say? James 5:16.
Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another.
Uh-huh.
That you may be healed.
Yes.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
Amen. Avails much. It really does, doesn't it? All right. So tonight we're going to look at one man that prayed fervently. And God really answered his prayer. We're talking about Elijah. Elijah was the prophet of God. And a prophet is one that speaks for God, God's spokesman. He prayed. What did he pray? He prayed earnestly for it not to rain. And God shut up the heavens for how long? 3.5 years. 3.6 months. It did not rain. Because this prophet had prayed to God. Hallelujah. So if it's not going to rain for 3.6 months, you're talking about an alpha drought. If things dried up, things dying, you know. Hallelujah. Because this prophet had prayed to God. He was a man of like passion as we are. But he believed God. See, when God says something, he means what he say. And we got to believe him, though. Now, but if you believe God, you'll act upon it, won't you? You won't just sit around and twiddle your thumb. If you believe God, you'll act upon it. Faith without works is what? Dead. So if you got faith, you're going to do something. You're going to get up and move sometime. Amen. Being led by the Spirit of the Lord. For the minute led by the Spirit of God, what? They are the sons of God. We're God's children tonight. Hallelujah. And we're heirs and joint heirs with Christ. Isn't that right? So therefore, we need to let our light shine and be faithful to God. Here was a man, a prophet that prayed to God that didn't rain for 3.6 months. And after that 3.6 months, he prayed again. He prayed again. And we're going to look at that tonight. In 1 Kings chapter 18, Elijah prayed again. Chapter 18, verses 42 and 43. 1 Kings 18, verses 42 and 43. All right. Can you read that for me?
So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees.
This is the way this prophet prayed. He went up to Mount Carmel and he put his face between his knees. And what did he do?
And he said to his servant, go up now and look toward the sea.
Stop. He had prayed, and he said to his servant, go up now and look toward the sea. See, when you pray, you should expect an answer, shouldn't you? Amen? Shouldn't we expect an answer when we pray? Why should we expect an answer? Because we're praying to our Almighty God. We're praying to our Father, which is in heaven. And when we pray, we should look for God to answer our prayer. Amen? Not in our time now, but in His time. When we can learn that God's time is always right. His timing is always right. We pray and say, God, I need this right now. Well, He might not give it to you right now. Isn't that right? But He know when we need it. He know exactly what to give us. Amen. So we need to seek the face of God to know His will. Isn't that right? To know His will. 1 John 5:14-15. Read that. 1 John 5:14-15. What does it say? Hallelujah. We can know the will of God. And we can obey His will. We can obey His voice. Hallelujah. God wants us to be stirred up and fired up and ready to do His will each day. What does it say?
And this is the confidence that we have in Him.
We have confidence in God. What?
That if we ask anything according to His will.
Listen to what it says now. If we ask anything according to His will. Isn't that right?
He hears us.
It's got to be according to His will. Lots of times we pray and we're not praying the will of God. Isn't that right? And don't expect an answer. Sometimes we pray and hallelujah and expect God to give us an answer, but we're not praying in the will of God. Don't expect an answer. God's not going to answer that. What's the next verse say?
And if we know that He hears us.
And if we know that He hears us.
Whatsoever we ask.
Whatsoever we ask. Now this is praying in His will now. Whatsoever we ask.
We know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him.
Amen. That's plain as a nose on your face, isn't it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's got a plan for our lives. Isn't that right? He does. He has a plan for our lives. Each day, God want to lead and guide and direct us. He wants us to follow Him. Amen? He wants us to follow Him. God said, I know the thoughts that I have toward you. He have good thoughts toward us. Isn't that right? He have a plan for our lives. And He wants us to follow that plan each day. Not just once a week. Isn't that right? Every day, God wants us to walk with Him, obey Him, do His will, pray each day, get in the Word of God, seek His face, and do some fasting. Amen?
Amen.
The Word of God said, moreover, when you fast, huh? Anoint your head and wash your face, you know, and pray in secret. Pray to the Lord in secret. You don't go out fasting, tell them, I'm fasting. I'm fasting today. No, it's not where you do that. Pray to the Lord. You might have to work on the job, and I've worked on the job many times, fasting, you know, seeking the Lord. I didn't know it abroad and tell people, but now the hypocrites, the Pharisees, that's what they did, you know. Even when the Pharisees would give, Jesus said, when you give, don't sound a trumpet. But that's what the Pharisees did. When the Pharisees was going to give something many times, they would sound a trumpet, a loud trumpet. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, you have your reward. Don't expect no reward from God. You're going to sound a trumpet and you're going to give to the poor. And they will say, look what brother so-and-so gave. You know, that's for outside show. And it does not please God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants us to give and to do His will, but He wants us to do it in secret. Many times, you know, you can take somebody, you know, just like recently we helped some people out, you know, that some friends of ours, you know, they're running low on something, and we was able to help them, and we did it. But we don't go and I'm telling you here because y'all don't know the people, all right? I guess that should be all right, shouldn't it? You don't know the people. And I'm not going to tell you that. But we were able to help them out a little bit. And that's good. Isn't that right?
Yeah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the Word of God tells us. We can say, if we see a brother or sister have a need, and we say, go, be ye warmed and filled. But we have what they need with us or by us. You know, you're not pleasing God. Are you? And see, some people are just plain stingy. Isn't that right? Some people have a whole bunch of stuff and stingy. And then there are others that will really give, you know. But we got to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. Isn't that right? And we, you know, because see, some people will take advantage of you, won't they? So we have to know the difference. That's why we got to be able to have discerning of spirits. Know The Bible said, know them that live among you. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And I thank God for some good people here. Some saints of God. Hallelujah. Some saints of God. Some true people of God. Some people that love God. Amen? And it shows. When you love God, it'll show. Isn't that right? You can't love God and it not show. I'm talking about really love God. And you don't have to be up running your mouth all the time, but it'll show your light. Let your light, that light that's in you. Thank God. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Here's a man, a prophet, that believed God. And he trusted God. And after 3 years and 6 months, he prayed. And what did he say to his servant? He said, what did he tell his servant to do after he prayed?
Go up and down, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing.
Stop. He went up and looked. The prophet had prayed. Said, go up and look now. Look toward the sea. Said, what do you see? I don't see nothing. I don't see a thing. What did the prophet say? Read.
And he said, go again 7 times.
And the prophet said, go again 7 times. He went once, didn't see nothing. He went twice, didn't see nothing. Went the third time. Read. What did it say?
And it came to pass at the seventh time.
At the seventh time, he had to go 7 times to look to see what do you see. On the seventh time, what did he say he saw?
That he said, behold.
Look.
There arises a little cloud out of the sea.
A little cloud arose, all right?
Man's hand.
Like a man's hand. That's a small thing. A small hand. Small cloud, isn't it? I saw a cloud about the size of a man's hand rise out of the sea. What did the prophet say?
And he said, go up, say unto Ahab.
Go and tell Ahab.
Prepare your chariots.
Prepare your chariots.
And get you down that the rain stop you not.
Hallelujah. It's getting ready to be a gully washer. Old people say a frog strangler, you know. I mean, it's getting ready to, you're getting ready to see some rain. It's getting ready to rain. Tell Ahab to prepare his chariot that the rain don't stop him. Read.
And it came to pass in the meanwhile.
Came to pass in the meanwhile.
That the heavens were black with the clouds and wind.
Heaven was black with the clouds and wind. All right. Read it.
And there was a great rain.
That was a great rain. But it tells how that the prophet outran. Man was going to tell Ahab, and the prophet outran him. Looked up there. Here was the prophet. I don't think that's in that chapter there. You might not see that there. But anyway, God sent the rain. Why did he send the rain? Because there was a man of God that prayed. A man of God that loved God. A man of God that believed God. Hallelujah. And after 3 years and a half, that great drought, God sent rain. Amen?
Amen?
God sent rain. See, Ahab was a wicked king. And his wife Jezebel was wicked. Both of them was wicked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God is faithful. And Elijah stood up for God. He stood up against the false prophets. He prophesied the truth. Hallelujah. Because he knew God wouldn't let him down. And saints of God, God won't let you down if you do his will. Amen? We can depend on God. We can depend upon him. Why? Because he's faithful. He's true. And God sent rain, didn't he? Amen. God sent rain. Now, James 5:16. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful. Listen to this. The prayers of the righteous, one, bring them near to God. Hebrews 7:25. 2. Opens the way to a spirit-filled life. Luke 11:13 and Acts 1:14. 3. Brings them power for ministry. Acts 1:8 and Acts 4:31-33. And Christian devotion, Ephesians 1:19, builds them up spiritually. Jude 20, It's Jude 1, verse 20. Read that. It's only one chapter in Jude. Read that verse. Jude 1, verse 20. Prayer of the righteous is what it does. This is what it says here.
But you, beloved, build up yourself on your most holy faith.
Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Hallelujah. It gives them insight into Christ's provision for them. Ephesians 1, 16 through 19. Number 6. Helps them overcome Satan. Amen. Daniel 10, verses 12 and 13. Hallelujah. And Ephesians 6, 12. 13, verse 18. 7. Clarifies God's will for them. Psalms 32, verses 6 through 8. Let's read that. No, Psalms 32, I'm sorry. Psalms 32, verses 6 through 8. Clarifies God's will for them. Hallelujah.
Surely in the flood of the great waters they shall not come near unto you. You are my hiding place.
Amen. He's our hiding place, isn't that right?
Amen.
I mean, we got a hiding place. The Bible says the name of the Lord is what? A strong tower. The righteous run into it and it's safe. We have a safety zone. Isn't that right? We have a safety zone. We're safe. We're living in perilous times, dangerous times. Isn't that right? But thank God, we can be confident that God is faithful. We can be confident that God won't let us down. We can be confident that God will deliver us. Amen. When we walk in His will, isn't that right? He'll deliver us. He'll protect us. He'll keep us. He's our protector. He's our strength. He's our keeper. He's our deliverer. Hallelujah. What more can we ask for? What more can we ask for? Nothing else, can we? Who have a God like our God?
Amen.
Nobody have a God like our God. Why? Because we're serving the only true and living God. Amen?
Amen.
The God, thank God, that made the heaven. He just spoke things into existence. But thank God when it came to making man. On the sixth day of God's creation, It denotes pain taking. God took the dust of the earth and formed man. It denotes pain taking. Man's God's masterpiece. God made man in His image, in His likeness, didn't it? Image, hallelujah. And hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God, thank God. Isn't He faithful? Isn't He worthy to be praised and honored and magnified?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, this year is a new year. And I really want, and I think I said something like this last year. I want to be more like Jesus. I want to be more like Jesus. I do. I do. I want to be more like the Lord Jesus. Amen? Because He's our example. He came down. He set a perfect example, but He died for us, didn't He? But not only did He die, He rose from the dead, the third day according to the Scripture. He rose for our justification, didn't He? And then, hallelujah. So therefore, my God, we're justified. He justified us. Amen? Hallelujah. Just as though you never sinned. Justified. He declared us righteous. God declared us righteous. Didn't He do that? Why did He do that? Why? Because He loves us. He loves us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He loves us. And we love Him because He first loved us. Jesus walked this earth. He walked this earth. He made this earth. But He walked this earth. He became a man. God incarnate. God walked in the flesh. But thank God He was perfect and holy. Isn't that right?
Amen.
The Bible says He did no sin. Neither was guile found in His mouth. Hallelujah. But He committed Himself unto Him that judges righteously. He committed himself to God, his Father. He came to do the will of his Father, and he did the will of his Father, didn't he? He didn't leave one stone unturned, but he did the will of his Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. From whom all blessings flow. Isn't that right? All blessings flow from our Father. Thank God. And I want to be a Christian. I want to be a Christian more than anything else I know. Which is, I'm talking about a true follower of Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory be to God. Amen. God is good. And see, I didn't even bring my... Let's see, did I bring them? Hold on. Thank God. Give God a hand clap while I get these changed glasses here. I think I got some more I can see a little better here. Praise God. Praise God. From whom all blessings flow. That sheds more light on the subject. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right. Psalms, we read 32, verse 6 through 8, right? Read the 8th verse.
Halfway through 7, and you shall compass about the song of deliverance. Selah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
32, verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the ways which you shall go.
Amen. Make it plain to us. Clarify things to us. And also, you don't have to read this, but it's Psalms 3, verses 5 and 6. Mark 1:35 through 39. 8. Enables them to receive spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 14:1. 9. Bring them into fellowship with God. And Pastor Ben was talking about that this morning, wasn't it? Having fellowship with the Lord. Isn't that right? Koinonia, fellowship. Amen. God wants to have fellowship with us. He wants to have fellowship with them. Amen. Matthew 6:9 and John 7:37. John 14:16. 10 brings them grace, mercy, and peace. Amen. Brings them the wisdom, revelation, and knowledge of Christ. Ephesians 1:16. And 17 brings them healing. Amen. Fetch your fervent prayer of a righteous man available. Isn't that right? Pray. If any sick among you, what? Call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anoint them with oil. And the prayer of faith shall do what? Save the sick. The Lord shall raise them up. If they've committed any sins, they shall be forgiven them. Isn't that right?
Yes.
God is he's a man of his word. We can depend on God. And I want to praise him more than I ever have. I really do. I really do. Amen. Brings them deliverance from trouble. Psalms 34, verses 4 through 7. Hallelujah. Philippians 1:19. Glorify God with praise and thanksgiving. Amen. We do that and we pray. Psalms 100, verse 4. Makes Christ's presence real to them. Amen. Through prayer, we can receive these things. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Revelation 3:20-17. Ensure them of their final salvation in Christ's intercession for them. Thank God. Hebrews 7:25. Amen. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. When we pray, God expects for us to believe him, though, when we pray. All right. Elijah prayed. He prayed, and the heavens gave rain. Elijah was a man who had faith that his prayers to God would accomplish much, even to the point of God's intervention in the course of nature. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He believed that. He trusted God. And God proved himself, didn't he?
Yeah.
Elijah was a prophet of God. He believed God. And he got some things done for God. If we believe God and step out on his word, when you believe God, you got to put some works with the faith. Isn't that right? You got faith, Put some works with it. Faith without works is dead. You got to get out there and obey God. You know, I would love to claim the month of January a month of souls being saved. Souls coming into God. I'm going to be praying to that end that God will save some souls in January and bring some honest hearts into thank you, brother. He brings some honest hearts. Amen. Some hungry hearts. Some honest hearts. Amen. That they'll come here. Thank God. Get saved and full of the Holy Ghost. If they're saved, just take the right hand and say, just get saved. I'm asking God to add to the church this sanctuary, this assembly in January. That's my prayer. That's going to be my prayer. That is my prayer. And will God do it? I believe he will. Time will tell, won't it? But thank God. If we all pray, one can chase a thousand. And two can do what? Put 10,000 to flight. Amen. So, in other words, togetherness, together we stand. And divided we fall. We got to stand firm on God's word. Amen. Trust him. Amen. Be obedient to his voice. Amen. We be obedient to the voice of God. God will. God will do what he said. We'll see the hand of God move. Amen. And I want to see his hand move. I know y'all do too. Don't we want to see the hand of God move? Yes, we do. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 This is verse 18. All right. He believed that prayer by a righteous person does change things. Amen. Psalms 34, verse 6. Isaiah 38, verse 1. Matthew 7, 21. Matthew 7, 41 through 53. Mark 11, 23. 2 Thessalonians 3, 1. All right. We must be, listen to this now. We must be careful not to accept any teaching that undermines our faith in the power of prayer to bring about God's intervention in our lives. One such teaching is the concept of faith. My. But we believe God, don't we? We believe God. Amen. And we trust God. Hallelujah. That's what Apostle Paul said when he was aboard that ship. And hallelujah. Thank God. They had trouble on that ship. And Paul letting people know that the ship going to be torn up and all. Not one life would be lost. You know why? He said, the angel of the Lord stood by me this night. God sent an angel to Paul, didn't it? To tell him that nobody's going to be lost, but the ship's going to be torn up. Ship's going to be destroyed. Thank God. But I'm going to save every life on here. I'm going to spare every person. See, our lives is in God's hand. Everybody's life is in God. A lot of people don't realize it. They won't accept the fact. But all our lives are in God's hand. And the word of God said, you're talking about Christians, and we know this, in him we live and move and have our being. We're his offspring. Isn't that right? We believe that. Now, sinners don't believe it. Sinners, the devil got them deceived, and they're running down, my God, on their way to hell. Running down, thank God, everything, many things is not like God. But God is faithful. And saints of God, let's be encouraged tonight. Let's be encouraged to do God's will. Let's be encouraged to pray each day, to read our Bible, to meditate. Meditation is the thing we need, don't we? We need to meditate on God's word. Because what the Psalms, what is that? In his law, he meditate day and night. Psalms 1. Thank you. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That does what? Bringeth forth its fruit in its season. When Pastor Ben was talking about the trees this morning, those redwoods. Hallelujah. Tall tree. But he explained to us how those roots just interlock. They just, isn't that right? And that's the way God wants his people to be. He does. Loving one another. Thank God. Standing for truth. Apostle Paul talked about some men that had hazarded their lives for the gospel, but they stood true. Of course, Apostle Paul, he stood when a lot of others wouldn't stand, didn't he? I mean, some of them ran away, ran out, because things got too hot for them. But praise God. God always got somebody that believed him, regardless of the situation. Don't look at the circumstance. If we can keep our eyes on the Lord, thank God, we can get his will done. We might do some suffering, but we can get the main thing is do the will of God. The main thing is to please God. Isn't that right? The main thing is to be faithful to him and please him. Because he's coming after church without spot or wrinkle. He's coming after people that's ready to meet him. Hallelujah. Psalms 1. Hallelujah. How's it go now?
Blessed is the man
that walketh not in the counsel, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. The ungodly not going to be able to stand in the judgment. Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. But the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. Isn't that right? God knows the way of the righteous, doesn't he? God knows the way of the righteous. God knows the way of the righteous. He knows the way of the ungodly too, doesn't he? The way of the ungodly shall perish. Thank God. But thank God we've got hope beyond this life. Isn't that right? Thank God when the Lord take us out of here. Hallelujah. We got a home. A heavenly home. Praise God. And Pastor Paul said, I'd rather be there. Didn't he? But you need me here. They needed Paul, didn't they? Because they didn't have many warriors. They didn't have many fathers. Pastor Paul was a father. Wasn't he? He was a real Christian. See, after he got saved, got converted, you know, really got saved, he couldn't be stopped. The devil didn't have a stopper big enough to stop him. But he tried in every way he could to stop Paul. But Paul, you know why he couldn't stop Paul? Paul had his eyes on the Lord. And he followed the Lord. But he suffered. They beat him and all, did a lot to him. But he kept his eyes on the Lord. Thank God. And when he drew that last breath, what did he say? For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. And that's for all of God's people. To live is Christ and to die is gain. God is faithful. Saints, I want you to be encouraged now. I want us to be encouraged to go on. Our pastor's preaching the word of God. Let's stand with him and his wife. Let's stand with them. Praise God. For they're doing God's will. They're pleasing God. Isn't that right? Amen? So let's just give. You know, let's don't hold back on that giving. You know, I mean, let's at least pay a tenth, you know. A tenth is just the floor. Starting point. My God, let's at least pay a tenth. You know, I don't know what you're giving, but I know what we're giving. So, but let's at least pay a tenth. Amen? And as God prospers, do more. Isn't that right? That's why we should do more. Amen. Thank God that God would have his way. But I'm claiming this month, I'm going to be praying. This is my prayer this month, that God would add some souls to this assembly this month in January. Amen? That's going to be my prayer. That's going to be my prayer, saint. Amen. You know, I would that y'all would pray too. Because God is on the move. Isn't that right? Don't you feel a stir? Especially in these morning services. Thank God. God, I feel. God is stirring his people to follow on to know him. Isn't that right? There's no time to sit back and twirl your thumbs and sit back and relax, but follow on to know the Lord. May God bless you. Thank you, brother. May God bless you tonight. Amen. God is good, isn't he?
Amen.
God is so good. Amen.